Hi, this is Chris Boyles, and I'm in the movie Love Actually, and I'm interviewing Hugh Grant, who's a Prime Minister. Hello, Prime Minister.
Hello.
Right, and you run the country. I bet that's great.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. That was a clip from Love Actually that features me and Dave.
Not the best clip, is it?
It got chopped out of the final edit. But I thought it kind of fits in with Joe Wiley and Wes's performance in the movie.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
You've not seen that movie, have you?
Me?
Yeah.
I won't watch it. Out of protest.
What, because Wes is in it?
Because we're the only Radio 1 people who are not in it. Everybody else is in it. Zane Lowe, John Peel, Marianne Hobbs, Scott Mills, Colin and Edith, everybody. If you listen very closely, in one scene you can hear, Coxie, somewhere as well. Everyone's in it but us. Disgrace. Oh, I slept in this morning, which means I've had extra sleep, which means I feel great. The nice thing about sleeping in is that at least, you know, you get a bit more sleep. Obviously.
So did you just sleep through your alarm or did you snooze it?
I snoozed it. I did that thing where I thought... I remember pressing snooze and then rolling over and going, oh, this is just ridiculous, because I should just get up rather than just roll over. Because if I don't get up, I might fall asleep. That's what I remember thinking. And then I suddenly opened my eyes and went, it's 6:15! It's 6:15!
Ah.
I had a bath this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it your birthday today?
Oh, I just fancied a change.
Wow. Great.
Ladies, move. Gentlemen, move. Somebody ring the alarm. A fire on the roof. Ring the alarm. It's like I'm ODB. That was a
wow. Christina Aguilera and Dirty. Featuring Redman, of course. I love him. He's a very nice man. And indeed does like the colour red. Thank you to Wes, who I believe is in the movie Love Actually. I don't know if you might have heard him mention it this morning. From the start of the show all the way through to the end of the show. Lost Prophets coming up, Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas. The Black Eyed
Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas are coming up later for you. Hello. Hello. And they are big in Kazakhstan. The Black Eyed Peas. Yes, let me kiss you. I don't actually want to kiss you.
I don't want to kiss you either.
Black Eyed Peas, Lost Prophets, coming up. Here's Dom and Jules, it's 7 o'clock.
Troops close in on what could be a sun. Time now, it's 4 minutes past seven.
Excellent. Maybe you do need that 6:30 bulletin to warm yourself up. Dominic's is changed. Everyone in this show is changing.
Why, what do you mean?
Rachel goes to Paris for the weekend. Before, she used to go to Kidderminster. Alan goes to New York for the weekend. You refuse to read the 6:30 news now.
I don't at all. It's just when
you watch the next thing, I'll be... I don't think I should do the 10:30 news. I think I should finish when the show finishes. You watch. It's all going to happen.
Do you think I've changed?
Juliet, right? That final pip of 10 o'clock coincides with the door closing. She's out the building. She's home by 10 past 10, but Joe Wiley hasn't even done a first link, and Juliet's got her shoes off, right? Cigar on the go, and some Earl Grey tea. I was wonderful this morning. As she talks in real life. You're all changed. It's only me and Dave that have remained normal. You know, level-headed, feet still on the ground. It's true. You're all changing. It's a disgrace.
I'm going away this weekend.
Where are you going?
Tamworth.
Now you see that. See that? Not some glamorous location like Paris or New York.
I haven't been to Paris or New York.
Yeah, but you don't do your 6:30 news bulletin anymore, do you?
Sometimes.
Will you be on the 7:30? Or, you know...
Yeah, I'll turn up for that, yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll give it a lash.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll still try. Good morning.
Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moylesy. He eats out of a trough and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
Jeff Man, Dave Man, Chris Man, Rich Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man. Ant-Man, Deck Pet, Y-Man, Deck Man, Ant Pet Man. Jeff Man, Dave Man, Chris Man, Rage Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man. And a Jeffy Man, and an Antidote Man, and a Pet, and a Man, and a Jeff Man.
Okay, on my first whistle. Ready, steady, go!
Are you ready to party? Are you ready to party?
Take me down. It's only 14 minutes past 7. Black Eyed Peas, Hey Mama, Lost Promise for that, Last Train Home. Morning, everybody. A very, very important thing to tell you about. Right? If you're an organised, sensible person, you probably know this already. If you're like Dominic or anybody else in the world, just to remind you, Mother's Day Sunday. Right?
I've got it.
To which Dominic went, God,
you've got to be prepared, Dominic, for these
things. Have you got it?
Huh?
Are you sorted?
Table booked. On Sunday.
Not McDonald's again, is it?
Actually, Mum booked it, but you know, it's where she wants to
go. How can your mum book it?
Hey?
It's Mother's Day.
She's got the number, I haven't got the number. Anyway, it's all sorted.
Right.
It's my idea. She booked it.
Right. But she wanted to go then?
Yeah.
But it was your idea?
My idea, she booked it.
Right. Rachel, you all sorted? You're a girl, I'd imagine you're all sorted.
Card and present in the post.
Really? You're not going to see Mum?
No, I saw her last week.
How callous and heartless is that?
Clear this up.
It wasn't for you. She wouldn't even be here.
She'll be too busy, I should think. She'll probably be doing something.
Rachel, what is the protocol with presents for Mother's Day? Because is this a new thing? Because I thought that Mother's Day was essentially a card-giving festival.
I think my mum would agree. I think it is just cards, but I have actually bought her a present.
You're all so wrong.
I don't think you need to give them presents on Mother's Day.
It's traditionally a card, right? When you're 9 years old and can't afford to buy anything nice, right?
I think you've been sucked into the whole marketing thing that has been developed.
It's one day of the year where you can put your hand in your...
But you could do that any day
pocket.
Of the year for your mum.
Well, I'll pay for lunch. Well, I'll get halves from my sister, but, you know, we'll sort it.
It's spending quality time and giving...
If it wasn't for your mothers, you wouldn't even be here having this conversation. And you can't even be asked to drive a few miles up the road to Kidderminster to take your mother out for a lunch and go, no, mum, someone else will cook for you today. Someone else will wash up afterwards.
I always cook for my mum when I go home.
Hang on.
Bet you that's ill, mum.
Dave's mum.
It won't. She won't be up now.
Dave's mum, I am telling you.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. It's your mother. I'm very upset with you for not buying me a big present. Yours sincerely, your mummy.
I always forget to turn my phone off. No idea who that was.
Bet you it's your mum.
It wasn't my mum. She won't be up now. She doesn't listen till 10.
Let's ring her.
Phone my mum and ask her.
Yeah, she'll be in floods of tears.
I can't believe Rachel's not coming up to take me for lunch.
She doesn't speak like that.
I bet she would. Her daughter does. So he must do as well.
Mum doesn't speak like that.
Make the effort. That's all I'm saying.
What, crashed a vocal, man?
I did. Didn't she just came in early?
Yeah, we hadn't even finished our conversation.
Yeah.
How rude.
You rude for Tardo. Anyway, Mother's Day Sunday, right? Remember. Good. Lovely. Now here's Nelly Furtado.
And I have lived so many lives. You're all I'll ever need.
Tell this week is Nelly Furtado. And try. Mother's Day Sunday then, so in texted in and went, Miles is such a mummy's boy. Do you know, I'll put my hands up. I am, yeah. Once a year, I am a mummy's boy.
Is Mother's Day a new thing?
It's been going since I've been around.
Is it?
Mothering Sunday. It's actually a religious thing.
Is it? Mm. I thought it was just...
It's not religious.
It does come from somewhere like that.
Because America's got a different mothering...
Fascinating. It's 20 past seven. Sorry to interrupt your fascinating chat there. Listening to Five Live. Who's that snotty woman on their adverts on the telly?
Speak your mind, Radio 5 Live.
Is that the one with the writing on the road?
Yeah.
With the car? I don't really understand that.
Well, you speak your mind.
Well, I know, but...
Say what you're really thinking, 5 Live. Well, it's a good idea. But then that snotty woman comes on. Speak your mind on 909 and 6... Shut up. Toffee nosed bird coming on right at the end of it. Five Live, down with the kids.
Speak your mind, Five Live.
Yeah. I speak my mind. You sound way too posh, love. Get down the pub. Start dropping a few THs. You know what I mean? Anyway. Time for this morning's Buzz Off. Friday, then. Going through loads of CDs this morning. About, like, 10 to 6. Should I play that? Might play that. Might play that. Found some great CDs I forgot I had.
That's always nice, though. It's like buying them again.
I know. So, I found a Jules Holland CD that I didn't even realise I had. Right, which is great. Sex and Jazz and Rock and Roll. So I've been listening to that over the weekend. And I found another one, and I was going to play a track from it today, but I decided against it. All the best, Paul McCartney. So that could have been a great Macca moment.
Mm.
But I haven't gone with that, I've gone with something else. So, 81199 on the text when you've had enough of the following CD that I brought in from home this morning. 81199, saying the words, buzz off. So just buzz off to 81199 when you've had enough of this. Yes, Alad, they're Welsh. Okay. And they support Aberystwyth.
I think I recognise this.
Yeah, good. Here we go! Sleeper.
Rachel Buzz.
Obviously not you, though. They're from Kidderminster, Rachel. The fans of the Harriers and everything.
Louise Winners, season ticket holder.
I touch you. I don't know where you begin. Sometimes you're a piece of me. Just got started.
Listener buzz. Impressed with Alan.
Alan Buzz.
Spoke too soon, sorry.
I'll be the judge of that, Rachel. Pipe down.
No! I like this.
You like everything.
I don't like everything.
No, he does.
Some of the stuff he plays is rubbish.
Yeah, the beautiful South, he buzzed in almost immediately.
That was rubbish.
Dave Buzz. Don't like the end. I think it sort of tails off a bit.
Well, there's only 20 seconds left.
I love that record.
Well, I kind of got that feeling. The It Girl is the album. That was Sleeper and Sailor of the Century. Fantastic.
Superb record.
Have you heard that before, Alan? Be honest.
Yeah, I have. And yeah, I recognised it.
Yeah? I used to fancy Louise Wen so much. The lead singer. Oh, did I fancy her. I was such a massive Sleeper fan. I loved Sleeper. She's an author now.
She is. She writes books.
Generally what authors do, Dave. God, you're good, Dave. You really are. I'll tell you that. Anyway, hello to Sleeper, if any of them are listening. Louise Wenner. It's gorgeous. Get all hot and sweaty on stage.
Oh, I like you or her?
Well, both. 7:27. Morning.
I see you floating. It comes to
It's out this week. It's Will Young and Your Game. You can hear the live version he did of that on the internet, on the radio, on the internet, on the Radio 1 website. Radio 1 online. And also his version of Outkast Hey Ya. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Puddle of Mud coming up. Sugar Babes on the way. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And the main news, a fierce battle's being fought. And the time now, 7:34.
So what are you going to do for Mother's Day?
I don't know. I did genuinely forget. Actually, but luckily they're on holiday, so she won't be hearing this.
But obviously, your baby boy, your little child, the iPod of your life.
He is my iPod.
Do you have to buy the wife a present then for him?
Yeah, but he goes out and buys it, Dave. Yeah, doesn't he? Obviously.
No,
You've got to do that.
You've got to keep the romance of Mother's Day alive.
You can't send him to the shops.
Well, not literally. He's 8 months old.
Can I speak?
Sorry.
Bloody hell's my name in the Radio Times, not yours. He's got to do that lovely thing of writing a little thing in childish handwriting.
We do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you do it with your left hand?
Yeah.
To make it look more sort of infantile.
I tried it once with my left hand, but you just couldn't read a word of it, so it just looked like a random
How old's your boy?
8 months old.
Well, his writing's not going to be clear, is it?
No, it's not going to be clear.
So technically, you're probably accurate.
Yeah, but you couldn't read any of it. It just looked like a Smudge. Load of rubbish, yeah.
So will baby Quint?
You can't even say his name.
Crashing?
Finton.
Call him Finn. We'll call him Finn.
Finn.
There you go.
Finn, because I always want to call him Frinton, but that's on sea, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a place on sea, yeah.
Right. Finton.
Yeah.
Now you always make me feel bad. I think it's a lovely name, but it's so lovely, I always forget it.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
Just think Finn.
Like a shark.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Dave.
Well, no, but that's the way I remember
things. Well, now he's going to be
called Shark. No, it's not, because you have to associate.
You named him, not us.
You have to associate things with...
Seriously, what on earth possessed you? Finton?
It's an old Irish name. It's a lovely name.
But people are going to call him Finn.
Well, that's his name.
Finn.
Well, we call him Finn for sure, yeah.
That's nice, that. Finn.
That's a nice name.
Oh, why don't you call him Gil? Gills.
Oh, forget the fish thing. That was wrong.
Yeah.
That was a bad...
See, that's the thing. You've gone down a fish route.
Well, I didn't intend to go down a fish route.
Well, you have.
Finny Gills.
What's finny gills? What does that even mean?
Gills on a fish? Fin on a fish?
It's ridiculous.
Why don't you just call him Dominic?
It's too late now. He's 8 months old. Level identity crisis.
He doesn't know what he's called. He doesn't know who you are.
Of course he does.
He just thinks you're a great big bald egg staring in his face.
I'm his dad.
He doesn't know.
He does.
And by the way, technically, legally, neither do you. Oh, I'm joking. That was a joke. It was only a joke.
DNA FM.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you do at the weekend?
No.
No, anyway, so, back to that.
Back to what?
But I don't know how we got to talk about your... He hates us.
Let's talk about the travel.
You hate it when we talk about your child.
No, I don't. Just feel a bit, you know.
It's just a joke.
He's a joke?
No!
Oh, right, cheers.
You don't...
He's just a joke.
I never said...
Yes, you did. You listened back to that. You said he's a joke.
I said it's a joke.
He's a joke. That's what you just said.
Do you want me to rewind the tape back?
Wouldn't mind.
All right, then, fine. You know that?
He's a joke.
Sent some bad karma in here this morning.
No, not at all.
Right, someone listen.
Just a joke. Right, you have a listen
right,
to this.
Here we go.
You ready?
Then.
Oh, right, cheese.
No, hang on, almost.
Why did I say cheese?
There you go. Right, I don't know.
A bit, you know.
It's just a joke.
He's just a joke.
What was it? Dave, back me up.
And again.
It's like the Purcell and Hustle thing.
Here we go.
When we talk about your child.
No, I don't. Just feel a bit, you know.
It's just a joke.
He's just a joke.
It's just a joke.
I think it is. It's just a joke.
Sounds
but
like...
But it sounds a bit like he's just a joke.
Yeah.
But why? I wouldn't say that.
You're I'm going to rule in favour of the defendant.
I said it's just a joke.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Sounded like he's just a joke.
Well, that's obviously a problem in your head and not mine. You know, don't start having a go at me.
It wasn't...
No, I'm not saying anything else. I'll lend you my iPod for the weekend if you want.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Swapsies.
Well, you,
what, you were the child?
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'll look after your boy for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
You can have my iPod.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be wicked. That'd be great.
It would be hilarious.
Oh, fun. And take him to the pub and everything.
That'd be a good show for BBC Three, wouldn't it?
Does he smoke?
He doesn't smoke yet.
He will do by the time we get him back.
Another couple of months, obviously.
Be great. Oh, I can dress him in some, like, really trendy stuff.
That's right.
Like, nice pair of Farrah trousers, some high-tech runners. Oh, he will look the business.
He'd love high-tech runners.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The fact he's not even crawling yet. That's
Burberry
really
hat.
Handy.
Oh!
Yeah, take him to
and I can get his ear pierced as
well. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be really good.
Oh, I am going to make... He's going to look like a baby from Leeds.
Three words. Never have kids.
Right, okay, then. Chris Miles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation. The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1. Somebody just texted in saying Finn, you know, it's the name of your child. It's better than fat.
Or Fick.
Which is a very good...
Fick and Finn.
That's just going to be his nickname at school. Or Fick. Or Fick, you coming out playing football?
Yeah, no worries, but that in a minute.
That's how we'll talk, basically. Moving on. It's 7:39. Everything's so blurry. Sugar Babes in the middle. And before that, Puddle of Mud and Blurry. I'd rather be in the middle of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, hey, get in there. 7:47.
Like, has Dominic got the ump with me, or is he all right?
I think he's all right. I think.
Is he?
Hmm.
Slap him around his big, fat, bald head. He doesn't scare me. I'll tell you that for nothing. Hi, mate, you're all right. I was just saying how good you look today.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of Finton love on the text, as you may have seen. Finn, we like the name. We like the name Finn. Finton's a cool name.
Really? do you want to put it to a vote?
No.
Are you sure?
I'll go on then, yeah.
No, I really wouldn't.
No, good, yeah.
No, I think it's a nice
Finn
name.
Finn good or Finn bad?
No, it's...
I think it's a nice... I was thinking about this before, though, but if you did want to change the name, right?
I don't want to change
the name. No, but if you did, as long as you do it before you start school, then it's probably okay, do you know what I mean? Because that's the first time when, as a person, you have to register your name on
stuff. Wouldn't mess him up too much. We'd have a completely different name.
As long as you do
it... Oh, that's fine, right? You don't have a go at him for saying, you know, change your son's name.
No, I'm not saying change it, because I like it. I think it's a nice name. Yeah. But if you did, as long as...
But you don't... Why do you want to change it?
I don't. I'm just saying if you did, as long as you do it before school, then it's all right.
What?
Why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know why you brought it up. I didn't
know.
Who brought
it up?
You did.
Well, I was just thinking about it. You know, baby name changing as
well. I think Finton Byrne is a lovely name.
Finton James Byrne.
Finton James Byrne?
Yeah.
Oh. Finny J.
FJB?
If he wants to become a rapper...
Finny J.
Yeah. Yo, Finny J, in the place to be. Yeah. Did you just scratch yourself while you were talking to us then?
In the knee area,
right,
yes.
Okay. Right, fine. You may go back to your news duties.
Stick it to the vote. Let's let the public decide.
I really don't think that's a good idea.
90% in favour, probably.
Okay, Rachel, set up a vote.
Oh, no. I don't think we should do this.
What, Dominic said it?
No. I think it's a nice name.
Thank you.
And shouldn't be changed.
How about this, though? If we did put it to the vote and everybody said, no, I think you should change the name, would you didn't then, you know, you'd have to change it.
Well, no, I'd respect their opinions but disagree.
So how about we put a vote, keep the name Finton, or change it to Crashen. Do you want to do that?
See, that's just silly.
Right, isn't it? Fair enough. All right, then. I'm sorry. By the way, if you're called Finton, good morning.
Actually, we should get other people called Finton to contact us. Finton what? Appreciation Society.
Can't be bothered.
Hello, I'm Finton.
Yeah, hello, I'm Finton. Oh, we can ring them up.
Just
I like that.
Move on. Right, so Dave, we're going to give away more football tickets.
Yes.
You weren't here for the King of Tickets feature.
I still haven't heard that back on Listen Again.
And then there was, what was the other feature?
Last week was called, Swap Shop.
Yeah, which was equally as popular.
Mm.
So we need another mechanic to give away tickets.
A mechanic is radio speak for a competition.
An idea.
Idea, that's the word I was looking for.
And to be fair, this is pretty much your idea.
It does have a bit of me in it, yes.
I'm quite happy to let you...
I think you should do it.
I think you should explain what it is.
I've seen the radio times.
I've upset enough people already.
Has your name on it?
Yeah, but it also has your name, though.
No, it doesn't.
On Sky.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah.
With Crazy Comedy Dave or something.
Mm. Right. I think you should do it.
So, explain to everybody how we're going to give away football tickets today.
So I'm doing it, am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, the new competition... or mechanic, is called Chicks Win Ticks, right?
God.
It's a brand new feature set to revolutionise the world of female-only football ticket-winning light entertainment radio features. Chicks Win Ticks. It's a great idea. Ladies that are lucky is what we're after, so if you consider yourself to be a bubbly babe with a reasonable understanding of football general knowledge, then we want to hear from you. Especially if the prospect of winning two tickets to see Middlesbrough versus Birmingham City tomorrow excites you.
So you need to be a Middlesbrough fan.
Middlesbrough fan is what
and
we're
you need
after.
To be, as you said, a chick.
Yeah, Chicks Win Ticks.
Right.
It's one for the ladies.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, you might be a Middlesbrough fan yourself or have a fella who would relish the opportunity of an afternoon away from you to watch his beloved team. So 08700 100 100 is the number to call if you fancy registering for Chicks Win Ticks.
08700 100 100 then for any females who would like to go to the football.
Or you might have another half who'd like to go as well, and you can win them on his behalf.
They can... yeah, okay.
But
they,
it's only girls can win.
Right. Only girls can win. I like that.
So Middlesbrough versus Birmingham City, 3 p.m. kickoff tomorrow at the Riverside. If you fancy a pair of tickets for that, call now. 08700 100 100.
Oh, the chicks are dialing. Careful you don't chip a nail.
And no, sexist.
I'm sorry.
Well, no.
I don't want to sound sexist, Dave, after this great feature.
Well, they're not going to chip a nail. A lot of them are very good at using a telephone.
This is a band called McFly. I haven't heard this yet, but they look dreadful. So let's enjoy their record together. Here we go. I've got an idea.
She's got lip ring and five colors in her hair.
Jesus in heaven, God Almighty, whoever your religious God is, whoever you look up to, whoever it may be, please look down on us and help us and save us from McFly and their excellent new single, Five Colours in Her Hair. Morning, lads. Your record was just played on the Radio and Breakfast Show. You must be very proud. There you go. They're Danny, Tom, Dougie and Harry. And their friends and label mates have busted. McFly have already had their first taste of the number one spot in November when they joined the Busted Boys on the flip side of Crash the Wedding with Build Me Up Buttercup. Harry was at the same school as Busted's Charlie. Their first single was inspired by a scene from Channel 4 E4's teen soap, As If. Danny explains, I quite fancied the character with five colours in her hair. Hence their new single,
Five Colours in Her Hair.
They just... oh, man, I'm so old. They just embarked on an arena tour of the UK supporting Boosted. So there you go. So we're all just getting used to Busted, is a nice phrase. This is like, you know, the evil nephews of Busted. And Rachel's looking on their website, and there's some fascinating facts about McFly. Do you have any?
Yes, apparently Danny's the Joker.
Wow, there you go.
Not from Batman.
No, silly.
That was Jack Nicholson, wasn't
and
it?
And Dougie, whose surname is Pointer, is the youngest member of the band.
Wow.
How old is he?
He's 16.
He's 16.
He's bass and vocals.
But he was only 15 when he joined it.
Oh, was he really? I think he's 16 now.
But
yeah,
Harry,
yes,
who's 17, is cricket mad.
Is he?
Mm.
Oh, he's
cricket mad, Harry.
He's crackers,
what,
isn't
what,
he?
What is the age range within the band, Rachel?
16, 17, two 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old.
Okay,
so there you go, McFly.
The girls all love him.
I bet they do. It's not a bad little record. It's very kind of, you know.
I might join their street team.
60s surfer-esque. They're what?
I might join their street team.
What's
their
street team?
And get exclusive information.
Wow! I want to join too!
Shall we join?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Sign me up now.
Okay.
Buttercup.
It's the street music team.
Beyonce and Lil Flip. That's Lil Flip. Comes out a week on Monday. Oh, no, sorry. Tell a lie. Comes out a week on Monday. I was reading the details for McFly with Five Colours in Her Hair, which comes out a week on Monday. But coincidentally, Beyoncé, Naughty Girl, also comes out a week on Monday.
Who's going to win that battle, do you reckon?
Beyoncé. Actually, you know what? Do you know what? I'm supporting McFly. I need to be down with the kids, right? And when I say kids, I mean kids. Rachel has now registered McFly's website to be part of their street team.
She gets a free McFly street pack.
Wow, do you? Oh, you're so lucky. Do you think there'll be, like, a pencil case and a novelty rubber?
I'm hoping for a sticker.
Wow, you're, like, so cool. Rachel's got, like, McFly stuff. Oh, like, she's the best. Anyway. One. Moving from McFly on to 50 Cent in a minute. Perfect. Here's News and Sport with Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
Troops in Pakistan could be closing in on a Sunday when Newsbeat is 5 minutes past eight.
Isn't there some story or rumour? Can I talk about that thing?
Yes.
Right.
I think so. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think
the,
so.
Why don't I just say it?
Yeah, we can talk about that, can we?
Go on, then.
What's the Leeds United thing?
Well, we were expecting an announcement this morning that possibly a takeover has been done and completed, and they've been saved from administration. But
has my bid been accepted?
It depends on how much you put in.
£1,000.
£1,000?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ken Bates buy Chelsea for £1?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Well, that's like 999 more than he paid. So you know, that's £1,000.
We were expecting something about 7:30. This morning, an announcement about 7:30-ish this morning. We haven't got anything yet, so we don't know what's happening with it.
Would your £1,000 have included money for new players?
That's the £1,000.
Right.
That's to buy the club and everything. See, what you know, and then what you do is you sell some of the dead wood, right, and then you take that. Everyone's wage goes down because they've had enough money. And I'm thinking, Mark Viduka, he'll be all right playing for a couple of quid a game. Right? My cousin Dominic plays for Selby Town. Right? They get paid loads less than the Leeds United players, and their games are great. So, you know, I'm thinking that's what they need.
Well, if you had a controlling interest at Leeds United, you could install your cousin Dominic in the squad.
Oh, I'm thinking...
I'd
definitely put him in. Actually, he'd fit quite nicely with Leeds United's footballing reputation. But... Morning, Dominic. But I'm thinking 25 quid a week maximum to pay the players... Right, and then, because we mainly play at the weekends, so they can get themselves a little part-time job in the week or something.
That's only fair, isn't it?
Maybe working behind the bar of a pub or
garden centre.
Or being a vet. Whatever it is. And I think that way, then I'll be able to get the finances sorted at Elland Road.
You've put your money where your mouth is, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. And so you're saying that so far no announcement's been
made? No announcement is made. We've got a reporter who's in Leeds who's waiting for the announcement, so as soon as it happens, we'll give it to you.
Is he literally standing outside Elland Road like this?
He is. He's near Elland Road, I think. He's certainly in the city. He may be in a posh hotel.
You should get the calf.
And as soon as it happens, we'll
get the calf opposite Elland Road.
Okay, yeah, we'll tell him.
It's where Vinnie Jones used to go to have his breakfast.
All right, fine.
All right.
We'll pass it on.
No, if he needs any notes.
What's the name of it? You remember?
No.
Okay.
Vera's or something. Joyce's calf. I don't know.
Lovely.
People will text in and tell us. He'll find it. It can't be that many.
No, that's true.
Right, okay.
That's very true.
Or we can go to the pub for a drink.
It's a little early.
What's that called?
Alcoholism. It's Peacock. 8 minutes past eight.
Yeah. Shall I move on?
Mm.
8 minutes past eight on BBC Radio 1. Dominic will now introduce this record.
This is the wonderful sound of Kajagoogoo.
If I can't do it, homie,
somewhere only we know.
Keen on Radio 1.
Somewhere only we know.
That's not fair.
You're such a miserable git, you really
are. I just think it's childish.
We just had another game of Tig. Whatever you want to call it, whatever guy says, but basically it's Tig's off ground, and the rules are that's they're the only rules. You can't do Bagsy No Butchers or whatever Dominic said earlier. So who has it now, Dom? Juliet.
Juliet
now has the Lurgy. It's official. 8:15 in the morning. Juliet, our sports girl, now has the Lurgy.
just lurking around.
So if you see Juliet at any point, she has the lurgy, make sure that you're off the ground, otherwise she will pass it on to you.
What does Bagsy No Butchers actually mean?
Here comes Dominic, like a fool.
Bagsy No Butchers, Dave.
Dominic, surely she just... Dominic, you idiot, you walked past her. Now you have the lurgy. Oh, does Rachel have it?
No.
No, sorry, did I nearly broke Rachel's leg? Sorry, Rachel.
What are you standing on, Rachel?
If you kick her off there, Dominic, you can get her.
Right, okay. Yeah, push her over.
No, just take your legs away.
Basically, Bagsy No Butcher is when you tig someone or tag someone and they can't tig you or tag you back.
Right, okay. So how old are you, by the way?
I'm 31.
Brilliant.
Bagsy No Butcher.
Right, okay, good. I believe he does weekend overnights.
Bagsy No Butcher.
Yeah. It is the jazz show.
Is he?
Yeah. So, Dominic, you've got the lurgy now then?
Nope. Oh.
Off. Oh,
I'm
Alan.
Sorry, I'm off the floor.
Nice bluff from Alan. Very good. Right, here we go then. So it's time to give away some tickets for the football. Tomorrow we're looking at the Middlesbrough-Birmingham game at the Riverside. So two tickets in the Borough end. Well, of which there could be three ends, but you know what I mean.
Home tickets is what we're talking about.
I've never been there.
Have you not?
No.
It's a very nice stadium.
Is it?
Mm.
No. So, Chicks Win Ticks. These are football tickets going to the ladies. Line one is Jenny. Morning, Jenny.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm walking in the rain.
Oh. Do you like pina coladas?
I love them, but I have no chance of getting them today.
Right, okay. So what do you do, Jenny?
I'm a travel agent. I work for Thomas Cook.
Don't just book it. Thomas Cook it. you don't use that anymore, though, do you?
No, we don't.
Are you at work today?
Yeah, I'm just on my way now.
Lovely. What's a nice destination currently being booked?
Over in the Caribbean, everyone seems wants to go long haul now.
Oh, blimey.
So you have to get your pennies out. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Filey, though, I've always said.
It's a lovely destination.
So where do you live, Jenny? Where are you from?
I live in Ingleby, Barwick.
Very nice.
Yes.
Ingleby, Barwick.
All fair coats and no knickers.
Where's Ingleby, Barwick?
Just down the road from Thornaby, isn't it?
No, it's close to Middlesbrough.
closer to where?
It's close to Middlesbrough.
Right, oh, okay, right then. Are you a Borough fan?
I'm a true Borough bird.
Oh, God bless you. So would you like to get a couple of tickets for the game tomorrow?
I'd love to.
All right, okay.
Bring it on.
All right, so now we did... See, Dave wants to ask a question. Because you think there should be some kind of...
I thought there should be some element of skill involved in this, but you're quite happy just to give them away willy and indeed nilly.
Well, do you know what? I mean, I'm going to go back to what I said before the show. If you can think of a question, he says, knowing that you have one, then... If she gets it right, she will have the tickets. And if she doesn't...
She can have the tickets anyway.
We'll burn the tickets.
Okay.
Oh, you can't do that.
So go and get them. Ready?
Jenny, don't worry, it's a gag where the question will be really easy.
Right, you ready then, Jenny?
Come on, then.
Your question is as follows. For two tickets to see Middlesbrough versus Birmingham City tomorrow afternoon at 3.
Make it easy.
Molineux is the home of which Premiership club? Is it A, Wolves, yes. B, West Ham, or C, Wickham Wanderers?
Did I have a clue there?
Yes, it's Wolves.
Yeah, I'll go for Wolves.
All right, is she right?
It's the right answer.
Congratulations, Jenny.
Thank you.
Who will you go to the game with?
I need to find someone. I need to get time off work first.
Alan, hang on, so you're meant to be working?
Yes.
Right, so when you get to work today, because you're walking in the rain, just go in and start pretend sneezing.
I will, I'm really ill.
Later on, about lunchtime, you go, do you know, I really don't feel at all well.
I need to go home.
By 2 o'clock, you've got full-blown flu, and you can't go to work tomorrow.
Are you going to write my sick note for me?
If you want, yeah. let me write it now, hang on a sec. Dear bosses, I have the flu. I won't be in till Monday. P.S. Up the Borough.
No. Come on, the Borough.
All right. Have a good day at the match tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There you go.
Our first ever chick to win ticks.
I thought that went very well.
Do you like that feature?
Yeah. Better than King of Tickets, anyway.
Mm. I didn't hear it.
No, okay. You missed
that. Can't compare it to anything, really.
Great feature. Okay. Chicks win ticks at Radio 1. It's 20 past 8, some breaking news. Dominic Byrne has the lurgy. That's Radio 1's Dominic Byrne has the lurgy. We'll have an update on that story as soon as we get it. I'm the for a while.
Me too.
Great record. Weekend coming up. It's Friday morning from BBC Radio 1. Yeah. Oh, nice to hear that again. Norman Cook remixed that, you know?
I know.
Corner shop and brimful of ash. Dominic Byrne has the Lurgy. Will he still have the Lurgy when it's news time in 6 minutes? It's 8:24. Dom just burst into the phone room to try and get Allard. And Allard, who's talking to our winner of the competition of Chicks Win Ticks, goes, "You can't get him because my feet were off the ground. Sorry about that. And your name's what, my darling?" And that's how he took.
He tried to sneak up behind Allard.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Who are you playing this weekend? You got Leicester.
Leicester, away.
Oh, really?
Mm.
At the Stadium of Crisps.
The Walker Stadium, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
They make crisps,
Stadium. They do make crisps, but it's not called the Stadium of Crisps.
The Crunchy Stadium.
Nope.
The Crisp Stadium.
No, the Walker Stadium.
Right. Stadium of Crisps.
If you like, 8:25.
Kidderminster Harry, is he going this weekend, Raquel?
No.
No? I would be going to see my beloved Leeds United, but because the game's been moved again, I'm not going to go now.
When's it been moved to? Sunday?
Monday night.
Oh.
Which means it screws up my weekend now, really does screw my weekend up, and it means I have to watch Monday night's game in the pub, which really goes down well with my girlfriend, after not seeing her for the weekend, because I'm going to see my mum for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I then come back and she's like, "What are we doing tonight? Are we going out for dinner?" Not that she talks like that. That's the impression of your wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I go, "Actually, no, it's the Leeds game." So she knows now to just leave me well alone because I just grunt at her when she talks to me.
But you see, she's got to, you know, give and take. It's called compromise. That's what relationships are built upon. That's what I found.
I made your Mrs. Falls for that compromise line. Every time.
Compromise is what it's all about.
Anyway, good luck to Leeds on Monday night. I'll do that on Monday night. And have a good weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. Got a text message from my girlfriend.
Is she compromising?
Well.
Actually, that came out wrong.
It's very accommodating. She sent me a text saying, "I think you'll find I had my own plans for Monday, thank you." And then says, "Morning, by the way."
There you go. Game on.
Morning, my little petal, my flower of the Orient, the apple in my eye, the spring in my step, my morning, evening and night.
If things get really bad, though, you've got Sky at home. That's the ultimate compromise. Yeah, watching the match in the lounge.
Yeah, exactly. Can't your lass take her out for dinner or something? And you know, it's fine, actually. She really does have her own plans. Can't be with you on Monday, so I do that. Oh, really? Okay, oh, no. Not that's a worry. What will you do?
Stay in. Find TV, something to do.
Something like that, yeah. Is anything on? Leeds game. So, anyway, there you go. Right, so Dominic Stella's allergy, I believe. Everything's fine there. Juliet got wheeled into the studio on a chair to make sure that she didn't get it. Tigs off ground, international flavour. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Daniel Bedingfield coming up next. Remember him? He's the guy with stuff hanging out of his head. He's looking better now. It's the picture.
He's now just got a neck brace.
And we'll play the new song from Outkast after we get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning. And it's now almost exactly 8:35.
I want a cup of tea, and I want a cup of tea now. And Alan won't bring it in.
Why?
Because he's scared of you.
You got the lurgy.
Well, why doesn't he go that way through and then wheel himself
in? Yeah.
Why doesn't he go...
Go out the live lounge, all the way back through Studio 4, and then come in that way.
And then wheel in that way.
Yeah, but he can't do that with teas in his hand. He'll spill it.
Or, why don't you...
It's a trick, I won't do it.
Why don't you... Dominic, why don't you promise...
Yeah.
Here you go. New rule. You, Dominic, can't touch Allard while he has two cups of tea in his hand.
I promise.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. But you can't do it. Because he might scald himself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's health and safety. And that's frankly not a laughing matter.
Will you just get the door for Allard?
Why do I...
Because he's got two hot cups of tea. Oh, no, here he is. Right. Dom, don't move.
I promise I won't.
Two cups of tea.
We're professional news readers in here.
Can you read the sport?
Well... I can double up.
Hang on, you're right.
Can you?
Okay, you're right, that's good.
Honestly, I won't touch you, seriously.
Allard?
Yes!
He's
just fallen into our trap.
It's a beauty trap! It's a beautiful... Dominic never had the Lurgy! It was Jack all the time!
Liar!
He just ran from Dominic right into the arms of Jack. The Lurgymeister! And now Alad has the Lurgy.
Alad's got the Lurgy. Alad's got the Lurgy.
Handbags at dawn!
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
Hang on, hang on, Alan's got presents.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
What have you got?
I've got donuts. Come and get them. Very nice.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Back. Right. Well, can you leave them?
No.
We have to come and get them from you.
Yeah.
I can have them.
Okay.
Juliet has just moved out, wheeled over in a chair. I've never seen...
What
would
you like? What? Only you.
Hey? I wouldn't put it in your mouth. It's a Lurgy donut from Alad. 8:37. Good morning. What? Have we done this?
This?
Oh, yeah, we have, haven't we? This is the one. Sorry, I got so excited by the Lurgymeister Alad. Get! Don't you eat all the donuts, you skinny Welsh, fat-legged, big-bummed Lurgy boy! Outcast and The Way You Move comes out next week. For that Daniel steel pins in his head field.
He hasn't got the pins in his head anymore.
No.
He's got a neck brace.
Has the marks, though.
Mm.
Get well soon, old Daniel. The charts are dull without you. Hey, Daniel, if you're listening, see you in the charts. All right, a Tiggs Off Ground update. After we successfully managed to get Alad, there seems to be some kind of... dubious thing going on. We're not 100% sure. Alad burst in and got Dave.
Did my feet were off the ground before he got me.
Alad was 100% sure that he got you. Dave took it so seriously, he turned around and said, no, you didn't get me.
Or what's to that effect?
Something like that. Alad, your side of the story, please.
I was looking at his feet when I went for him. One foot was up, but the other one was still on the floor.
No, it wasn't. They were both off the ground. I sat on the chair.
Hard loser. I'm sorry.
Right, so we need a decision. Rachel, who's got the Lurgy, Alad or Dave?
Dave.
What?
Dominic. Rachel.
How does that work?
Juliet, Dave.
I share it around.
I don't have to share anything. I'm a feet off the ground.
I'm sorry, Dave. You now have the Lurgy.
I believe
it's just
Alad.
Daft. This is so childish.
You have the Lurgy, Dave.
I don't have the Lurgy. Yes, my feet were off the ground.
The donuts were lovely.
Do you know,
as well.
I was in the toilet before and I heard someone trying to push the door and I thought you were trying to get me in the toilet.
I wouldn't come into the toilet.
Well...
Somebody's texted in and said, why don't you start a campaign to make next Friday National Lurgy Day? I have an image of people wheeling around offices to avoid the Lurgy.
We could try and get a national Tiggs Off Ground game.
You can
people
strangers.
All around the country playing Tiggs Off Ground from John O'Groats to Land's End.
I like that.
Do you like that?
We'll write that one down.
Write that down.
Hey, it can't be any worse than King of Tickets.
Again, I didn't hear it. Can't compare it.
Yeah.
I've heard it wasn't very good, though.
Oh, man. Anyway, so there you go. So, you've got the Lurgy?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
my feet are off the ground. This is just so childish.
It's a game, Dave.
Yeah, don't take it so seriously.
No, I'm off the ground.
Dave's just burst into the room next door where everybody's sitting down.
His foot was on the floor.
How could you see?
No.
Huh? How could you see?
I took a chance.
And?
His foot was like, well, he kind of moved.
Do you know what? I honestly, I was just about to say, if you're not going to play, then the game's ruined. So I was going to put the Lurgy back to Alad. But the fact that you just leapt out of your chair to try and get rid of it means that you secretly, deep down, you know that you've got the Lurgy. And so, therefore, you are the new Lurgymeister.
What must Denise be thinking?
What?
Denise is with Juliet today. She's here for a day and she's watching and she must think we're all mad.
We're crazy.
Crazy.
She's probably used to our anarchic style now.
We're a wacky bonkers breakfast show. Anyway, right, it's 8:46. Apparently, I've won an award.
What for?
I don't know.
No.
So Rachel has the information and now I'm more popular than ever.
I'd just like to say I am off ground because I'm standing on a piece of wood.
Right, okay.
So Dave, Don't do anything. You haven't won an award. You've become... You're voted number one DJ in a survey.
Don't just casually say it. Build it up a little bit.
Well, I don't want to inflate your ego.
Build it up, Buttercup.
Go on, baby.
You're number one DJ.
Yay!
In the Bliss magazine survey.
Wow! I made... What's Bliss magazine? Is it for girls?
It's kind of girls magazine, yeah.
Is it?
So the girls like you.
Did you read Bliss magazine?
When I was younger.
Right, okay.
So well, obviously not that long ago.
What's the average age of the Bliss readers?
15-ish?
13.
Okay, good.
Surveyed
around
5,000 people.
Good and morning, you, ladies.
Do you want to have a look at the list?
No, let's have a look who I beat. I'm number one favourite DJ. Thank you very much, Bliss. Favourite band was Busted. So me and Busted were a hit with the 13-year-olds.
Blessed all over the competition.
Christina Aguilera was favourite solo artist. Favourite film, Lord of the Rings, brackets all.
All of them?
Yep. Jennifer Aniston, favourite actress. Orlando Bloom, favourite actor. Kat Dealey, favourite female TV presenter. Ant and Dec, favourite male TV presenters. Favourite royal. Who do you think won that?
I would say Captain Mark Phillips.
No. Prince William actually won that. Who'd have thought? And the corgis were fourth. the question to the boys, who's the fittest woman on the earth, was Jordan. To the girls, who's the fittest man on the earth? Orlando Bloom, with Johnny Wilkinson coming in sixth. Anyway, there you go. So I'm. Thank you very much. Do I get anything for it? Do I get, like, a trophy?
Trophy? Certificate?
Okay.
I'll investigate.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. The average age is 15. So, thank you very much to all the 15-year-olds who voted for me as their favourite DJ. And as a present for you, for voting for me, I will play this record, loved by all 15-year-olds. I will play The Strokes and 1251. Officially, the 15-year-olds' favourite record.
Is it?
But you'd like me to play a trail first, Rachel. Great, OK.
Is that for them as well?
Yes.
For the 15-year-olds?
The trail is actually for everybody, because next week is a very historical week on Radio 1.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1.
Fancy a brew?
Hello, everybody. Legion de la Mer here. And I have to say, I am absolutely mortified that Mark and Lard are leaving Radio 1. Oh, dear. Scrub them off my books. How many does that leave now, then? None. Excellent. Oh, I can't believe it. It's the final week of Mark and Lard next week on Radio 1. Oh.
Stop! Make sure you're listening. Every day next week, tapes rolling to record the last few days of Mark and Lard. Every day next week you have to listen. 1 till 3, Monday to Friday. Mark and Lard's last week on Radio 1. Talk to me now, I'm older, your friend. For 15-year-olds everywhere, Strokes, 1251. Although it's actually 8:51.
So we're like 4 hours early.
Yeah.
8 hours late. It was 12:51 a.m.
I'm going to the gym today.
Are you?
And I really need to go now because we've just been sending some donuts. They're very nice.
Mmm. Baked, not fried. Steaming donuts.
Apparently so. Mmm, they're really nice, Rachel. Mm. Are you not going to have one, Raquel?
I'm trying to decide.
Yeah, you're trying to decide whether you should eat one or not.
She's in a huff now because she got the lurgy.
Yeah, during the last record, they've got her.
Yeah, your Dirty Tricks campaign.
As they say at BK, you got it.
You nearly pulled my shoe off.
Trying to get a foot on the floor, you understand?
Yeah.
Not like a shin fetish or anything, or toe stroke.
Give me your shoe, woman!
And you hit me.
I never hit you.
You did.
I didn't.
Stop it now, come on.
Is that childish, Rachel? Just a sore loser.
Right, Dave's Tedious Link coming up in 7 minutes. You know the big Radio 1 race that went on this week? There's a video now of the highlights at Radio 1.
Online!
If you go to the Chris Moores page. Is it the Chris Moores page or the Joe Wiley pages?
Joe Wiley, I think.
Right, OK. And you can see the video. That was shot and produced and edited by Will Kinder, a.k.a. Greyhead. So go to the webpage and you'll see a picture of Allard in his sweats. And click on that and you'll be able to see the video.
It's actually on the front page.
Okay, well, there you go. Lovely, lovely. And what else was there? Did you say there was a screensaver?
Yes.
Of what?
Allard.
Why would you want to have...
Let's have a look. Why would you want that on your screen?
I tried to set it earlier and had to change it, but it's worth having a go.
It's like Taffy G. Look.
Is it a screensaver or is it wallpaper?
Wallpaper.
Right. I want every PC in Northern Ireland, Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales to have Allard on by lunchtime today. Go to the Radio 1 online pages and you can download... Look at that. That is class. It's Allard in his red shirt with his green tight Just Do It shirt on top of it. An Ozzy Osbourne headband and pink and white, like, checkered wristbands. It's a good look, baby. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and just click on Allard looking like a...
Looks like a Welsh version of 50 Cent.
Well, yeah. I want everybody's computer to have Allard on by lunchtime. Sweet. I want it around the world. People in New York. Hey, who's that crazy dude you got on your wallpaper on your computer? Hey, man, that's Allard from Radio 1 in England. Yeah, he's a crazy dude, mother. Because that's how they talk in America.
You know that's true.
No diggity, no doubt. It's a good look, isn't it? Go to the website. If you're not on a computer yet, do it later on. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and download Allard. It's 8:55. Tedious Link, next. Rachel, our producer, has the lurgy.
She's a lurgy girl in a lurgy world.
She's trying to get Allard down to pass it on to him. She's dying. We've been sent some donuts. Oh, did he do it?
Allard's got it.
Yay!
Discuss the rules. Rachel grabs my leg.
We don't have time to discuss.
Forces it onto the floor.
Well, you know, that's not fair.
We don't have time for the rules.
Yeah, it is fair, man.
I've got the lurgy.
Allard, you have the lurgy. I've got to send these donuts, and Rachel's dying to eat one, but she's considering whether she should or not. But they're baked, not deep fried. It says here that means they're lighter, fluffier, and contain less fat than traditional fried donuts. What do you think, Rach?
I want
that means you can have two. Right, Tedious Link, how do you get to this morning's track from yesterday's track, which was, of course, Cardigans Erase Rewind.
Rewind but not erase is what you should do to a videotape before you return it to the video library. Video libraries normally require the member to carry a membership card. Card rhymes with shard, which is like a dangerous segment of broken glass. Walking on Broken Glass was a 1992 hit for Annie Lennox. Annie Lennox shares one name in common with Lennox Lewis, the recently retired boxer. Boxer shorts are a popular type of men's underwear, as are Y-fronts. Fronts of a different type are commonly found on a weather map. Weather maps are used by forecasters. If you remove the first four letters of the word forecasters, you're left with casters, which are like small wheels that enable you to move furniture around. Around the World was a hit for Daft Punk, who are French. French and Saunders are married to Lenny Henry and Aid Edmondson, respectively. Aid Edmondson played Vivian in the 1980s cult sitcom The Young Ones. Young Ones is a term often used to describe children, and children need to be watched at all times to make sure they don't burn themselves, scald themselves, or chop their head off as a result of foolishly playing with knives, which links us predictably to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Bizarre Inc. and Playing with Knives.
Great record. Right, turn it up loud. Record. Yeah. Pleasure. Bizarre Inc. That was a rubbish laugh. Bizarre Inc. Playing with Knives. Seamless Link?
Seamless Link, I believe.
Right. Coming up in a minute, we have a live track from Snow Patrol, which which is from some
South by Southwest,
the American Wallaby Festival or something.
It's the American Music Festival that takes place in Austin, Texas every year. Yeah. Zane Lowe is there at the moment. He broadcast live from there last night. Fantastic show, and Snow Patrol performed live.
Oh yeah, fantastic show. You were listening, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the whole show?
I listened from 8 till 8:45.
Right.
I listened to exactly the same time.
Did you? That's weird, isn't it?
You're all liars. You didn't at all.
It was absolutely brilliant. Well worth listening again.
I was playing Leeds United on the Xbox last night between 8 and 8:45. And they're doing very well.
You could have listened to Zane at the same time.
They've won everything for the last three seasons.
Really?
Yeah. They are flying.
Do you start at 8 o'clock like a football match and then have half time at 8:45?
No.
Make your tea and then start again at night. Yeah. I didn't think so. Mm.
And then I watched EastEnders last night, and I watched Men in Black 2. I was very excited. I taped it on my Sky, because I had to go out to the shops and stuff. Came back in, put it on, realised about 25 minutes in, I'd already seen it, and I think I've got it on DVD. What an idiot.
I don't like that very much.
Men in Black 2 is not half as good as the original.
Mm.
Clear and Present Danger was on last night with Harrison Ford.
That's a good film.
Great film, I like that. Got that on video. And there's lots of good movies on. By the way, for anybody who's thinking about watching the follow-up to Analyze This, which is Analyze That or something, you can if you want, but I wouldn't bother. So I saw it in New York. Sophie fell asleep.
I've never seen it. I always thought it was a rubbish title. It sort of put me off.
I mean, it's worth a watch, you know? I mean, it's all right, but it ain't no Back to the Future 2. Do you know what I'm saying? There's loads of films that I want to go and see. I haven't seen Lost in Translation yet.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Starsky and Hutch, I want to see.
Yep.
And you know that specialist cinema that I've passed, yeah. There's a brand new Confessions of play this weekend.
Is that the one with the beaded curtain on the door?
Yeah. I've never been in. It's a place where you can watch a movie and get a really, really good massage as well at the same
time.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You don't need to book either.
Sounds great.
I'm telling you. This part of the show, by the way, is what we like to call...
Half time.
And normally, when we hear that play this sound effect, that's when you should play a record. That's when you should be able to get to hear a record. When me, the DJ, with my posse of screamers...
Woo!
That's when we should have been playing a record. So when you hear this noise, that's when we should shut up and play a record.
I'd rather you didn't refer to us as screamers.
Really?
Yeah, I think that could be misconstrued.
Alan, do you mind being called a screamer? No, he doesn't mind. Dominic? No, he doesn't mind at all. See, it's just you, Dave. By the way, while you're saying that you don't want to be called a screamer, describe to everybody what you're drinking out of. Which is your regular drinking utensil?
The cup or mug which I'm drinking from is a Playboy mug. In a sort of dusky pink colour.
A dusky pink? Yeah. It's pink.
No, it's dusky pink.
Every morning Dave has to drink out of his own... That's Dave's pink mug.
Yeah, but it's Playboy. It's
pink.
Yeah. Pastel pink.
Well, it's dusky pink.
Car Park Catchphrase is coming up. 08700 100 100. Call Alan and Scott now. 08700 100 100. If you need a car and you want to play Car Park Catchphrase. Ah, there you go. This is Snow Patrol from Zane Lowe's show last night. This is a live version of Chocolate.
This could be the very minute I'm aware I'm alive. All these places feel like home. With a name I'd never chosen, I can make my first steps as a child of 25. This is the straw, final straw, and I, the roof of my mouth as I lie to you. Just because I'm sorry doesn't mean I didn't enjoy at all the time.
knows us are common, or at least I'll claim I did. But in truth I'm lost for words. What have I done? It's too late for that. What have I become? Truth is nothing, yes.
Amen and it on Radio 1. What was the question you just asked me moments ago, Dominic?
Just asked to who's got the lurgy.
You have.
You didn't even touch me.
I know.
How does that work?
But Joe did. Alan gave it to Joe.
Joe didn't touch me.
Yeah, he did.
When?
As he left his studio, he tapped you on the shoulder and went, see you later. Like that.
Did he?
When your feet were touching the floor. Very, very clever move.
Very sneaky.
Yeah. So currently, at the time of 9:13 on Friday morning, the 19th of March, you, Dominic, have the lurgy.
I've had it twice already.
It's day six of the gym for me today. Three times last week, three times this week. Granted, eating donuts for breakfast isn't great for the diet, but I'm not on a diet, so.
How long does it take for calories to be put on, Rach? Because, I mean, because you wouldn't put that on instantly, and by the time you got to the gym, it may not have...
It's a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. That's what they say, Dominic.
But that can't be true, can it? Because some people lose 20 stone.
Well, it's all
not many. Hang on, who loses 20 stone?
People on television.
Not many people.
Like, name one.
All those people on the adverts for losing weight a lot.
Well, who've lost 20 stone?
Well, I don't
name
know.
One.
Barry Bethel lost about 10 stone,
didn't he? Do you know, I've met Barry Bethel.
Have you?
Yeah. I can't believe I was that fat. Me, Barry Bethel. But that was before I lost blah, blah, on a slim fat. Do you remember that?
Yeah. How much did he
I met him, right? And, I can't say on the air. I'd take the headphones off, right? So there you go. Well, I think so anyway, but
yeah, that's interesting.
He seemed like a very nice man. I believe he worked in Kent.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, for those of you who haven't a clue what I'm talking about, no change there then. So I just heard a great story. We played that Snow Patrol live track from Zane's show last night. We just bumped into the producer of Joe Wiley's show.
Piers, his name is.
And Piers goes, hello. I said, you all right? And he goes, not really. I've just come into work, and I heard Zane Lowe's show last night and thought that Snow Patrol track was great, so I thought Joe Wiley'd like to play it. So I went and found the tape of Zane's show from last night, scrolled all the way through it, found the Snow Patrol track, put it onto the computer, edited the top and the tail of it so it was nice and clean, logged it into the VCS, which is our computer playout system, right? As soon as I'd labelled it and titled it, took my headphones off, only to hear you introduce it on the radio.
But it's so good, maybe he could play it again.
Yeah, that wasn't the point of the story, Rachel. God bless you.
Well,
I
was looking at the positive side.
Right, anyway, thanks for playing. See ya. So Wiley will be here at... Wiley?
Joe Wiley.
Joanne. Is she Joanne or Joanna?
Don't know.
Could be Josephine.
Josephine.
Mm. She's not, is she?
She could be Josephine.
She's not Josephine Wiley.
She could be.
And then Mark and Mark are on at one. They're Marks. One's a C and one's a K.
Yeah,
you know
you can tell them apart.
Right, is that
one? Do you know which one's which?
No.
Radcliffe's the K.
Yeah.
And Large is a C.
Ah.
Ears.
Alan's just pricked his ears up and gone, what? Cox is back at 3 o'clock. And because it's Friday night, it's the essential selection. But the big question is, and it's the same every Friday, is Pete Tong on holiday or will he actually turn up for work? I think last week it was Lottie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But is he on tonight, Rachel? Rachel's going to run and find out.
Rachel's got the leggy.
Oh, Rachel got the leggy.
Out of ground.
A beautiful, beautiful touch from Dominic. And Rachel is now back with the leggy. So here's my plan then. Go home, right, after the show. Get my gym stuff ready. I get changed at home now, so I don't have to get changed there.
You have a problem with the changing rooms, don't you?
No, the changing rooms are fine. I just don't like showering.
Mm-hmm.
Not showering at the gym. I like showering. It's great fun.
Just not in public.
I've got no shower curtain and no doors on the cubicles. I find it odd.
Oops, excuse me, that was my stomach.
So, I'll do that, and then the rest of the afternoon is mine. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to spend my afternoon.
Why don't you do what you normally do, and you sit on your ass and play Xbox?
See, that's a horrible thing to say. It's not a bad idea, though.
Why don't you take up a sport? Oh. Sorry, what? Sorry. Why don't you take up a sport?
Such as what?
I don't know, clay pigeon shooting. You've never done it before, and it's really good fun.
That's like pigeons are becoming an endangered species because people keep shooting them.
Pete Tong is in tonight. He has Paul Van Dyke on the phone.
I tell you what, the speed of which you come back with these answers really is incredible. Radio 1. Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley. I'm addicted to you, Rachel's got the lurgy. We found out that it's Joanne Wiley.
But it's J-O-H-A-N, like Johan, as in Sebastian Bach.
Johan Wiley on from 10. Hello, welcome along. Yes, Rachel?
Dom's got it.
Got the lurgy?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. His feet were off the ground. Rachel? Here you are. 9:21. Friday morning. It's like a day off today. It's like no uniform day, isn't it?
Can't wait for Will to come and give his feedback today.
Okay, well, can't wait for Will to come in and you'll be dying to give him the lurgy. You know, this Sunday, why am I talking about this now? Why did you give me that to talk about?
Just thought it might interest you, because you're friends with Emma B, and also Dave said earlier that it's a subject that you two are obviously quite good at.
What? Pulling?
Sunday surgery this week, they were talking about pulling on the show. Well, if you really want me to talk about that, I mean, I can.
No.
I mean, yeah, I suppose it's something that a lot of people do. It's frowned upon by...
No, it's not that sort of pulling.
What?
This means... Right, let me clear this up, so to speak.
Right.
It's not that sort of pulling. This is about pulling members of the opposite sex, or dating, if you like.
What?
Pulling.
You pull of the...
No, not in front of people. Well, you pull when you go out. Right, because you may go out.
Speak for yourself.
Right.
Not when I go out.
No, but if you're going out on a Friday night, for example, and you might want to pull, you know, as a bloke, you might want to cop off with some interesting-looking girl.
Oh,
or if you're a girl, likewise,
right.
You might want to meet someone, or anybody.
Ah, getting off with people.
Yeah,
pulling people.
Pulling
all right,
people.
Okay, right, I've got you now. Dr. Mark Hamilton, he's away this week, so it's just Emma on her own. And apparently it's a pulling workshop.
Think of practical, wouldn't it?
Do you get tongue-tied? Start stammering like a fool. Go into a cold sweat. Couldn't pull the bath plug, let alone the object of your affection. Mm. Who wrote that? Couldn't pull the bath plug? Is the opposite sex a complete mystery to you?
If you have problems pulling, Emma will give you a hand.
Sunday night. With a Sunday surgery, 9 till 11, straight after Dance Anthems. You know you need it, apparently.
Hmm.
Emma B, does Emma know much about pulling?
I would imagine so. She's a woman of the world.
It's a pulling workshop, Sunday night at 9 on Radio 1. Alan, are you good at pulling? Yeah? Excellent. Well, he doesn't need help, though. Maybe you could offer help to other... You know,
police.
Yeah.
Not police.
police. I'm with you, Dave. Just leave it
right,
and move
okay,
on.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Please.
All right. Stop now.
9:24.
On Radio 1. It's a nice record, that. From the delays. And nearer than heaven, it's 9:27. Radio 1. Friday morning, and a very good Friday morning to you. I'm the host with the most, Chris Moyles here. Moylesy in the morning. We've got some great sounds coming up before 10 o'clock when Joanne Wiley takes to the air with her eclectic mix of jingles, records, and talking. That's Joe Wiley from 10 today, right here on Radio 1. Your Lurgy station. And a Lurgy update for you now. Dave has the Lurgy. That's Dave who has the Lurgy.
I haven't got the Lurgy.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
You have.
No, I haven't.
Joe, our executive producer, has Dave got it, yes or no?
There was a lot of toing and froing yesterday.
Foul play.
We've been doing the lurgy all morning. It's generally, it's things off ground. Now, here comes... Now, Dave, look, here's your chance, because Juliet's going to come in. If you move the mic out of the way, she'll have to get out of the chair at some point. Juliet has been is being pushed into the studio on a chair.
I'm not touching you. Stop.
Can I just say, by the way, that we're all grown-up people.
Mm. I'm a father of one.
I win.
Juliet is now in the studio on a chair without touching the floor.
Where are my headphones?
And where are your headphones, Juliet? Will you? Oh, she's got them.
Dave's.
No, you can't use mine. No way.
Why?
Well, because I said so. You're not using my headphones.
If you think you've got what it takes to work at Radio 1, why not send a CV with some novelty comedy noses to Radio 1 in London? And you too can be part of the fun here at Radio 1.
BBC Talent.
Yeah.
Are you talented?
If you've got it, don't come and work here. Because we certainly don't.
Dave's got it.
Can you all make a bit more noise, please, in the background? Thank you. Trying to do a serious link here.
This is national radio, not messing about, you know.
Eh? Everyone will turn... If you want to do a rubbish show that no one listens to, go work at XFM. If you want to be taken seriously, you know, and be on the cutting edge of modern-day radio...
Cue Joe in carrier bag feet wear.
Joe, our executive producer, is wearing two shopping bags on his feet.
Yes, no. Now, you say that's ridiculous, but I say that's creative thinking. He can now walk freely from studio to studio, and no one can tig him while he's on the ground and give him the lurgy, as he has carrier bags wrapped around his shoes.
Does that count, though?
Yes, no, that's fine. Technically, he's off the ground.
I don't think we should play anymore.
All right. Jamelia and Faithless are coming up, and then we'll do car park catchphrase. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:30.
There's no let-up in the fighting to capture top Al-Qaeda. The time now is 9:33. I have some Dave travel-related information as well, because Dave's travelling up to Manchester.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, what?
Have you got M1 North news?
Hang on. We need to do it properly.
It's just a Friday, which means Dominic does requests for travel.
Comedy Dave travel news.
M1 North is not too bad, Dave.
M6?
M6 is not,
end of.
Is not good. Junctions 4 to 6 on the M6.
Is that some
heavy, yeah, heavy traffic. Delays at Junction 7 on the M56 as well. Is that you?
No.
Okay, well, that's other people. And that's it. That's Dave's one road travel.
Dave's several road travel. Radio 1.
Time now is 20 seconds after it was last time.
Excellent. Lovely, lovely. We need to find out if Joe Wiley and her team want to continue with the Tigs Off Ground Lurgy game. And then, I don't know, Mark and Lard, I don't know if they fancy doing it.
I thought we were going to go national with it. I thought everyone was going to be involved.
Well, yeah, but we know, we need to find out. Joe might go, if Joe's in a bad mood, like she was the other morning.
Or Johan, she's actually called.
Johan Wiley. Hello! Then she might come in and go, I'm not playing your stupid game. I don't want to play your stupid game. But if she's in a good mood, she might go, okay, I'll play your game. I'm in a good mood today. So that was it. She was in a stinking mood the other morning. She wasn't playing, wasn't talking, wasn't flirting. I don't know what's wrong with her. Hopefully she'll be in a good mood today. She wasn't even flirting. That's how moody she was the other day. You know, and she was saying that she found me repulsive and irritating. But normally, you know, she loves that little kind of flirty banter. So I don't know what that was all about.
I think she means it, though, when she says she finds you repulsive.
No, I don't
think it's a game.
No, I just think it's just because she was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I think generally, on a day-to-day basis, Joe wants me more than oxygen. And she sees me as a challenge. She sees me as somebody out of her reach. She sees me as you know, the one man who can take her away from all of this. I mean, granted, you know, some would say that she has a great life, you know, happily married with a beautiful family, successful career, and all that. But others would look at that and go, but she wants you, Chris. She wants that kind of, that, you know, northern, you know, fat lifestyle that you have, and she wants to be part of that, and she wants to share it with you.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7.
Do you know what? I'm playing the wrong jingle. We should play this one, really. For Joe Wiley.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy, and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and hosted by Joe Wiley.
It's true, she wants me.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Get a chance to see Faithless live. They are so, so good. And that's from somebody who thought, why would they be good? I bet they'd be rubbish. Absolutely changed my opinion. Have you seen them live?
Yeah, I thought they'd be rubbish too, but I saw them live in Leicester, I think, a couple of years ago to One
so
Big
much,
Sunday.
So much energy. They're really, really
great
good.
Great stuff.
And that is just such a great crowd song. And the whole crowd just go bouncing up and down. It's brilliant. Faithless, we come one.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. It's Car Park Catchphrase time. Roy Walker has managed to not get lurgid all morning.
Thank you, Chris.
That's my pleasure, Roy. But let's get on and play today's game.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Steve, and I'm from St. Helens.
Hooray! What the hell was that in the background?
Just my friends, Chris.
They're cackling like some witch out of Rent-A-Ghost. What?
Yeah, it's my mate, it's all right.
What?
It's my mate. Just
riding. Right, okay, good. What do you do then, Steve?
I'm a fence erector, Chris.
You're a fence erector?
Yeah.
When the crowd go fence erector. Well, where are you parked?
I'm parked in a site in Stockport called Blundell's Hill.
Oh, I know it very well. And what are you driving?
I'm driving a 7.5-ton Leyland DAF.
Nice wheels. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear that horn.
Light it up.
It's quite
a bit girly, isn't
it? I thought that'd have been a bit deeper.
Come to it again, then.
Yeah, go on, then. Ah, that's all right. It's not too bad. All right, hang on there, Stephen. Who's line two?
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name or where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. It's Emma, and I'm from Skipton.
Hey! Skipiton.
Yeah.
I love Skipton.
Didn't we have some from Skipton the other week?
Yeah, and I told the fascinating fact that I used to go to a religious retreat there when I was at school in Leeds. Yeah, fascinated, aren't you, Emma?
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you been drinking this morning, love?
No.
Right, okay. What do you do?
I'm a school cook.
A school cook?
Yeah.
A dinner lady?
No, I'm not a dinner lady. I'm a cook.
So you cook the food?
Yeah, and serve it, yeah.
And you serve it?
Yeah.
So what's a dinner lady?
Well, a dinner lady, like, helps them, like, cut up the food and scrapes the plates and what have you.
Right.
And I just cook it.
Go on.
You have people to do that then, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose she is technically correct. She's not a dinner lady.
I'm not, definitely not a dinner lady.
All right, all right. Karen, there's nothing...
I'm not old enough.
there's nothing wrong with being a dinner lady.
I know, it'd be lovely, our dinner ladies.
Where, which school is it?
It's Killing Hall Church of England School at Harrogate.
Oh, very nice. Mm. You see, it's funny, she goes Harrogate, not Harrogate.
Harrogate.
It's Harrogate.
It's Harrogate. That's what people in the proper people call it, Harrogate.
Yeah, Harrogate. Yeah.
Harrogate.
Yeah.
Right. Posh there. My uncle Paul, my auntie Geraldine used to live there.
It's nice there.
Yeah. Yeah. When he did his... Well,
never mind.
No one's interested. What are you driving, Emma?
I'm driving a red Escort GTI.
Nice wheels.
Right, wind your window down. Let's hear the horn.
Okay.
Right, it's all right.
Stephen, let's hear yours, Stephen.
Your horn.
Yeah. Emma? All right, so she's lower, he's higher. Stephen, are you ready?
I am.
Emma, are you ready?
I am.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Time is 9:47, Lurgy update. It's currently with Allard. That's Allard with the Lurgy. Right, let's get into it then. Good luck to the pair of you. Best of three. Who have we lost? We've lost Stephen. Right, well, I'll carry on without him. It looks like you might win, Emma.
Oh, good.
All right, here's the first catchphrase. Mr. Fish is spending a day at the races because he loves horse racing. He's checking the form for the various meets so he can work out who he's going to back. All of the races have got lots of horses competing, except one race that only has one horse running in it. Oh, yes, Emma!
It's a one-horse race!
It's a one-horse race!
You're right!
Quite literally.
Oh,
how ironic that it's a one-horse race with you as a one-horse race.
So you change she's a horse?
Nope.
Right. Emma, it's one to you, it's none to you, Stephen. All right, so, Stephen, if you want to be in with a chance, you've really got to get the next one right. Okay, mate? Great. Here's another one, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish and his friends are away on what looks like a potholing weekend this time. They're deep underground, Emma, with the lights on their helmets, but it's very, very dark. I think they might be lost, because they can't seem to find their way out of this dark tunnel. Hang on. I can see a shaft of light. Emma just got there first. Yes, Emma?
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
The what?
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'll give it to you.
You're a winner.
Well done. Hang on there. First of all, Stephen, sorry about that, mate. She was, wasn't she? But have a good weekend and enjoy St. Helens. Same to you, mate. Bye-bye. Right, well done, Emma. You're the winner.
Yay!
Yay! How do you feel?
Over the moon.
Over the moon. God bless you. What time have you got to be at school?
Oh, half nine.
It's 10 to 10.
I know. I hope my bosses aren't listening.
Well, not if they start at half nine, Dippy.
No, they start earlier than that.
All right, yeah, I'm down. Have a lovely weekend, love.
I will do. Same to you.
Bye.
Bye.
So well done to Emma. Well done to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Hip hop. It's the street music scene. Just me. I was driving back from the gym the other day, because I don't shower at the gym for reasons I've talked about enough. So I'm in the car, windows wound down, right, roof off. Right, it's a bit stupid, it's not even a convertible. The fella driving the taxi was furious. And I've got the Jay-Z album on full blast. No power, the blouse, it's so necessary. You don't have to look like a pillock when you're rapping that bit, the traffic lights. Some old deer walking. No, bro, that blouse at all. That's not you, love. I don't want to see him. Eh? Scraping on the floor. Your age. But, anyway, there you go. Lurgy update, by the way. Lots of people saying, if you can't get tagged while wearing carrier bags on feet, then surely wearing shoes and socks would do the same thing.
I thought that before as well.
No, you're wrong. I might ban, as of next week, carrier bags on feet. Scott, Jolly Boy, has got two boxes on his feet.
That's clever, though.
Alan, Will has turned up with two massive green industrial bin bags wrapped from his feet all the way up his legs.
But they really suit you.
He's got frog's legs. And the current update, by the way, before Joe Wiley at 10 o'clock, Dominic has the lurgy. That's Dominic Byrne has the lurgy.
All lurgy is wiped out before just after 10 o'clock today.
No, it's not, because it's going to continue all day today on Radio 1. Friday's Lurgy Day on National Radio 1. And Lurgy Wiley will be here from 10 this morning. Do you think she'll play along? Do you think she'll join in?
No.
She'll come and go, I'm not juggling their stupid childish games. I think she should. Something quite sexy, the thought of Joe Wiley leaping across the studio floor going, Lurgy, you've got it! Or maybe that's just me. Brilliant record, the Rasmus in the Shadows. Dominic, you've got to get rid of this Lurgy somehow.
I know, I feel infected.
Dom's infected. Hey, Chris, me and my mates are playing Lurgy around school. We have PE and have all got Walkmans on. Our teacher currently has it from Chris in Tamworth. Good luck, Chris. Remember, try and keep off the ground. But don't endanger yourself or any others while playing Tiggs Off Ground. Right, Jim for me today. Dave for you?
No, I'm busy.
Rachel?
No.
Dominic?
Infecting other people.
What a nice start. Alad?
Sleeping.
Will?
Working.
Seriously. Seriously. Will?
Working?
Will?
Yes, I've got a lot of work to do today.
Sleeping. Scott?
Will's work.
Will's work. Juliet? You fancy getting sweaty with me for an hour and a half later? Yeah. All right, good. What's that? But you won't go to the gym?
Suit yourself.
Good luck to Liverpool and Everton at the weekend.
Why Liverpool?
Thank you.
Because they can do us a favour. You've got Wolves, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah. And you've got Leicester.
Mm. Harriers.
Well, whatever.
No, no one cares.
Yes, stop shouting out randomly. Have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning, 5 to 7 on BBC Radio 1. Johan Wiley is next. Goodbye.
Just a word of warning, my feet are off the ground, so don't try invading my studio.
Okay.
Ribbit Mama!
Sounds like a challenge.
Online.
This is national.
Joe, I'm coming for ya!
Hey Mama, this that beat don't make you
floating.
Get on the floor. Mama, with a blast master blast.